Huron Tigers are brought to you by these first team sports backers.
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by Wilbur Ellis, Huron Community Campus, Slumberland Furniture, Rostrello Motors, Dairy Queen, Dakota Land Feeds, Huron Regional Medical Center, Carr Chiropractic Clinic in Huron, Real Estate Connection, Elwine Brothers, Vision Care Associates. The Tigers are also brought to you by the Norby Center for Recreation, Ryan's Hangar Restaurant, Hartman Physical Therapy, Farmers Union Insurance of Huron, Blaine Anderson, TV Sports, The Scoreboard, South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Gary Zell Auto Glass, First National Bank, and Kurtz Heating and Cooling.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year, and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Good evening, Aberdeen. Tonight, volleyball mode here on Tigers. Aberdeen Central Golden Eagles, second meeting in about 2.5 weeks. The two teams played, I think it was August 31st, the Thursday of the State Fair, with Huron pulling out a 5-set win that night. So a couple of even teams. The records are identical. Huron 6-3, Aberdeen 6-3, both teams. Even with the good records, they've had a few games where they've struggled and a few games where they played well. So looking for that consistency. And really, it's a typical Aberdeen-Huron volleyball matchup going back the last 15 years. Aberdeen's got a distinct height advantage. Huron has the quickness advantage. Whose advantage is going to win out? That's what we'll see here tonight. Had a chance to talk to both the coaches. Jackie Bindenagel is the head coach of Aberdeen Central. And, of course, Diane Ulmer, head coach of our Huron Tigers. Talk to both coaches coming up. We'll take a timeout after this break on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Getting set for volleyball tonight, and Aberdeen Golden Eagles hosting our Huron Tigers. Jackie Bindenagel, head coach of the Golden Eagles. They come in with a record of 6-3, same record as our Huron Tigers. And coach, you saw you 2.5 weeks ago. Tell us some of the things you've seen here. Looks like both teams are kind of still feeling their way a bit.
Yeah, we are, and you know, the season is long, and so we just kind of see it as a process, and we've got a list of things that we need to work on, and we certainly learned a few when we played you guys, so hopefully we're just getting better as we go along here.
You know, and that's another thing, too, is we were kind of talking about the Huron season, the Aberdeen season. Sounds like we're kind of mirroring. We've had a couple of matches where just didn't feel good about the way we played, then followed up with a much better match, and you kind of had the same thing going.
Yeah, we really did. We didn't feel like we played very well down in Huron and didn't think we showed very well at Lincoln, and then had a nice match, we felt, statistically against Sioux Falls Washington. So you just never know. It's an interesting game.
And Huron comes in, as I said, there's certainly a fresh scouting reports that she has played 2.5 weeks ago, and it's a pretty typical matchup, as it's been for years, Aberdeen's size against Huron's quickness.
Right, yep, same as usual there, and Huron just plays well. They keep the ball playable, and they hit open shots, and they play solid defense, and they serve receive, and that's really all the elements of the game that you need to succeed. So hopefully we can come out and counter that tonight.
You know, it was just 2.5 weeks ago. So, you know, does it feel like I think he'd probably like to have a little more time in between the two matches, but still, I'm sure you can learn a few things looking at 2.5 weeks ago to what you see tonight.
Right. I'm actually thrilled that we're playing you this quick, because as soon as we were done with your match, we were just all ready to go again, like, hey, we want another shot at this. And so I guess tonight's the night.
And finally, we're still in the middle of September, so a lot of season to go. But yet nine matches in, you have a little idea here. What are some of the things you want to see the girls work on here moving forward?
We're just always working to increase the speed of our game and just that connection with our setters and our hitters, start mixing up our routes a little bit and just finding a groove and our serve-receive routes.
Jackie Bindenagel, head coach of Aberdeen. This is Dakota Sports on Tiger 95.
Is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! This Huron Tiger moment is 1984 graduate Rod DeHaven. DeHaven was MVP at the state track meet in both 1983 and 84, winning the 1600 and 3200 meter runs both years, anchoring the winning 4x800 meter relay. He was unbeaten as a senior in cross country. He then went to South Dakota State. He was a Division II national champion there. DeHaven also ran the marathon for the United States at the 2000 Summer Olympics in Sydney, Australia.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways. So unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today. Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Continue our pregame report here. Huron Tigers visiting Aberdeen Central. Second time the two teams have met here in the month of September. Both teams come in at 6-3. And Ty, coming off a loss last Thursday to top-ranked Harrisburg. I know, though, even though it was a loss in four, you did like some things you saw there as opposed to the previous two matches.
Yeah, we just got to stay consistent now with our confidence. And I keep telling them it's point 12. Every time we hit point 12, something bad happens and then we fall apart. So how can we get to point 12 and just keep our confidence?
You know, and that's the bottom line is we're still trying to get, you know, you're trying different combinations, different rotations, and, you know, after all, it is still September.
It is September, but we've got to get going now. Like, we have a whole month of our whole season pretty much, and then it's only five matches after this until October. So we've got to get going.
Now, Aberdeen just played them 2.5 weeks ago, went the full five, and I guess first thing on that is it's pretty much a typical Aberdeen Huron matchup. They're tall, we're quick, and our quickness kind of went out 2.5 weeks ago.
Yep, we just got to get our block up, stay quick, know who our hitters are and where they're at all times, and just keep the ball off the ground.
And I always call this a bit of a measuring stick, although maybe you'd like to have been a little later in the season. But when you see a team for a second time, you can kind of learn some things about yourself.
Yep, and we have been learning as we go. We just got to make sure that we know what our ability is and what we control on our side of the court.
Diane Ulmer, head coach of the Tigers, will take a timeout on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95. What?
Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You can work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangarrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangarrestaurantandlounge.com.
Shane Hartman here of Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
Karen Cass, I'm a sophomore, I'm number one, and I'm a DS. Alexis Tigglesore, junior, right side hitter. Number two, Deja Claggett, senior, outside hitter. Number three, Jensi Gergen, four, sophomore, setter. Samantha Ming Mordis, junior, number five, middle hitter. Ireland Henrich, senior, number six, DS. Kelsey Schuhart, senior, number seven, DS. Hilton Hines, sophomore, number nine, libero. Sydney Pei Severance, senior, number 10, outside hitter. Allie Davis, sophomore, number 11, outside hitter. Madison Hirschman, senior, number 12, DS. Maddie Jurgens, junior, number 15, DS. Aurora Dreyer, junior, number 16, right side hitter. Hampton Hines, senior, number 18, setter. Christina Johnson, senior, number 20, outside hitter. Mackenzie Simmonsma, senior, number 22, middle hitter.
He's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And again, good evening. We are back at Golden Eagle Arena, Aberdeen Central, hosting our Huron Tigers High School Volleyball second meeting in 2.5 weeks. I believe it's Huron, Mitchell, and Pierre, the old District 3. Those are the opponents. We still play twice. That'll get whittled down, I would imagine, a little bit more next year. T area comes into the ESD next year, so we'll have to make room for T area on the schedule beginning next year. But again, just played them 2.5 weeks ago. Then up here, we play them just a couple of weeks apart in October. It's only Mitchell that we played in August, then play at the end of October. Is the only one of the three teams where we actually have some space between the two meetings. So Aberdeen, I'm sure, looking for a little revenge after Huron pulled it out in five back at the arena. It is also homecoming week here in Aberdeen. I'll be right back here in the Hub City on Friday night for football. So obviously homecoming football for the Golden Eagles on Friday. Busy week here on the road three times for me. Thursday, volleyball on the road over to Brookings, 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock with the start, and then football on Friday. I am approximately 20 feet away from the Aberdeen Central Pep Band, so definitely hear that in the background. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Lower levels today in the JV. Aberdeen defeated Huron straight sets 25-14, 25-6. In the freshman match, didn't get the set scores, but Aberdeen won 2-1. In the sophomore, Huron girls rallied for the win. Huron defeating Aberdeen, dropping the first set 25-16, but then coming back to win the next two, 25-23 and 13. So Huron sophomores do come up with the win here in the lower levels this evening. It is just past 7 o'clock, and this is KIJV AM-FM in Huron, 5 minutes after 7 o'clock. A little late start due to that sophomore match going the extra set, but we're probably about 5 minutes or so from getting our match underway. We'll keep you up to date. Scores as best we can as well. A lot of volleyball going. A match I'm really interested to see how it goes is Washington hosting Harrisburg. Harrisburg number one and Washington number three. Also interested to find out if Gabby Zachariasen is back in the lineup for Harrisburg. She was out for the game in Huron last Thursday due to a concussion, and they were hoping to have her back in time for Washington. And a lot of other interesting matchups like that as well. Gorman playing Jefferson, so the Sioux Falls schools are playing each other today. Brookings is playing Mitchell. I believe that's in Mitchell. That's among the games that we have on tap around the State tonight. Very busy night. Just a busy night all around besides volleyball. Huron Tigers, Cheer and Dance hosting their own invitational at the arena tonight. Huron Tiger Boys Golf, I'm sure they're finished by now. They're at the Watertown Invitational today. And Huron Soccer hosting O'Gorman at Tiger Stadium today. So plenty of scores to pass along for tomorrow. Hey, just let you know here, if you have a business interested in sponsoring the Huron Tigers, we still have openings on our Tiger Log. We have improved our setup this year. We are now streaming a video. I'm live right now on YouTube. Go to Huron SD Radio Sports. Just search that on YouTube, and you should be able to find the live stream here tonight as I'm up in the corner of Aberdeen. We have made improvements. These improvements cost money, and we do 80, 90 Tiger games during the course of the school year. We would love to have you be part of the Tiger backers. Just give our office a call, 605-352-1933, and we can definitely get you signed up. And again, costs money to do this. Gas isn't cheap. I drove up here tonight myself, so if you could... If you are interested, again, contact us and let us know, and we can show you a couple of different options as far as advertising and backing the Huron Tigers. Officials for our match are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Only know one of the officials tonight. Don't recognize the other, but the one I know well because I'm related to him. Nick Hunnemer of Madison is one of our officials tonight. The officials are the law on the court, and they're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Whistling the girls in, so we'll get the lineups, anthem, and we'll be ready to go with high school volleyball coming up. I'm just hanging on a second here to see if we do the introductions first in Aberdeen or if we do the anthem first. I wish we just had one way that everybody does the introductions. That would certainly be a lot more convenient for me. A lot of pink in the crowd. As I said, it's homecoming for Aberdeen, and looks like the student body is mainly dressed in pink. The pep band right off to my left as well is decked out with a lot of pink in there as well. And again, I'm just waiting to see if we do the lineups first or if we do the anthem first. Well, they're talking about the pep band now, so I'm still kind of waiting. Again, Thursday at Brookings Volleyball, Friday back here in Aberdeen for football as we have a busy week here on Tiger 95. Well, they do the starting lineups first, so we'll give you the starters. Aberdeen Central head coach is Jackie Bindenagle. Girls we expect to see on the floor, Airlie Waldo, a 5'3 senior setter. Emma Doors, a 5'6 sophomore setter. Kennedy Withers is a 5'6 sophomore right side. Sawyer Barr, a 5'5 senior defensive specialist. Drake Cook, a 6-foot senior outside. Olivia Miller, 5'7 freshman serving specialist. Madison Miller is a 5'6 senior defensive specialist. I believe she's the libero. Taryn Nyman is a 5'11 senior middle. Ashley Wangler, a 5'11 senior middle. Lauren Burkhardt is a 6-foot freshman outside. Huron Tigers head coach is Tiana Ulmer. Girls we expect on the floor tonight, Taryn Cass, 5'2 sophomore defensive specialist. Deja Claggett, a 5'6 senior outside. Samantha Magmoradeth is a 5'9 junior middle. Ireland Henrich is a 5'5 senior serving specialist. Kelsey Short, a 5'5 senior defensive specialist. Hilton Hines, 5'8 sophomore libero. Allie Davis, 5'7 sophomore outside. Madison Hirschman, a 5'4 senior serving specialist. Maddie Jurgens, a 5'2 junior defensive specialist. Aurora Dreyer, a 5'11 junior right side. Hampton Hines, 5'8 senior setter. Kenzie Simmons, my 6-foot senior middle. That is the lineup for the Tyann Ulmer-led Huron Tiger volleyball team. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes, back with our start. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Review with Lane Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Top? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Once again, back at Golden Eagle Arena as the Huron Tigers, Aberdeen Central Golden Eagles, ready to battle here in high school volleyball. Just had a high school student from Aberdeen do a guitar solo for the anthem and did a very good impersonation of Jimi Hendrix. Sounded exactly like it. I shouldn't say exactly, but definitely had a pretty good solo there. Took him a little while to get things hooked up to the PA, but again, very well. So, hey, we are ready to go here on Tigers, Aberdeen Central Golden Eagles. I'm Jeff Duffy as we get back in volleyball mode tonight. Both teams are at 6-3, but Huron has lost three in a row going back to Watertown 2 weeks ago. Obviously, we want to get back on the winning scheme of things. Huron wearing the orange tonight with white numbers, black letters. Hilton Hines wearing the charcoal gray with orange numbers and letters. Aberdeen wearing their white tops tonight with blue numbers and gold letters. And the libero, which I'm pretty sure is Madison Miller, she's wearing a black top tonight with blue letters and gold trim. Huron has the opening serve as Hampton Hines to get our match underway. Served to the corner, Grace Cook. Kept alive by Waldo. Going to be free balled across Burkhard. Tigers can set it up. Claggett will tip over the block and somebody in the net. It's Aberdeen and Huron up 1-0 here to open up the match. Aberdeen much taller than Huron, but then most teams are. Hines with the serve. See if she can get some momentum going. To the corner, serve, receive, Withers. Quick set across Waldo. Jurgens got a hand on it. Pass ahead, the hit by Claggett. Dug out by Burkhard from the middle. The tip will go wide right. Hitting air by Neiman, or Nyman. It looks like Neiman, but they pronounce it Nyman in Aberdeen. 2-0 here on Tigers. Hines serves into the net. Service there, and Aberdeen on the board. It's 2-1. So Aberdeen will serve. Airly Waldo, the setter. Sometimes they do 6-2, I believe. She was the setter for the Eagles last year. Waldo will serve. Back row. Jurgens down to get it. Not a great pass, and Huron won't get it straightened up. That's an ace for Waldo. And we are tied at 2 here, just underway in Aberdeen. Waldo again the serve. Aberdeen, the far court from me, the far court if you're watching the video stream. Set for Claggett. Will go into the corner. Dug out Waldo. Bumped ahead Miller. And the tip into the net. Didn't get enough on it. Withers tried to tip it. Ends up being a four-hit attack. against Aberdeen here on up 3-2. Cleggett will step back to serve, and that brings Allie Davis into the front row for the Huron Tigers. Cleggett will send it back row. Serve receive Withers. Here's the hit. Left side Withers blocked at the net. Dreyer tipped back by Nyman. Pass ahead. Davis on the right side just pops it into the back row. Waldo will bump it. Here comes Burkhardt. Slams it over the block. Dug out. Third hit. Free ball. Nice play by Dreyer to keep it alive. And Huron gets it across. Here comes Burkhardt again. Tigers get a block. Up in the air. Hilton Hines passes it. Not a great pass, but a nice save. Make more a death. And Aberdeen will attack. Again, Burkhardt. Left side through the block. Tigers keep it alive. Huron on their heels, but they can't get the Aberdeen can't get the ball to drop, and now they hit it way out from the middle. A big swing that went way out, and Huron up 4-2. Boy, Huron a great job of keeping the ball off the floor. Eventually, it's Aberdeen that makes the mistake. 4-2 lead, Huron Tigers in set one. Cleggett, back row, serve, receive. Waldo's going to bump it. Left side hit, and going long is Withers. And Huron up 5-2. Huron has not had a kill or an ace. All 5 points have come basically on Aberdeen airs. And Huron an early 5-2 lead. Cleggett serving. Back row serve receive for Nyman. Left side hit. Withers. Tigers dig it out. Quick set to the corner. Nice touch by Hines. Hit that corner. Caught Cook leaning the other way. There's the first kill of the game for Huron, and a timeout taken by Aberdeen Central. Huron Tigers up 6-2 early here in set one. We'll take a break of 30 on Dakota Sports.
30 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Aberdeen early timeout. Cleggett to serve for the Huron Tigers, leading 6-2. Back row serve receive Cook. Waldo back set. Burkhardt right side this time. Again, the Tigers block it. Pass ahead. Davis will free ball it into the back row to Miller. Set to the left. Burkhardt again down the line. Got the line. Very close call. I didn't really have a good view of it because some of my equipment's in the way. Burkhardt will get the kill. She's just a freshman. 6-3. Well, no, Madison Miller is not the libero because she's serving. Miller with the serve. Serve, receive, Hilton Hines. Set the hit through the block. Ricocheted back by Aberdeen. Back set, Dreyer coming off the right side to the corner. Aberdeen able to dig it out. Hit off the corner. Nice dig back row. Davis. Davis will tip from the left side. Nice dig back row by Miller. Left side hit, Aberdeen just sail it into the back row. Hines sets, Dreyer right side, blocked at the net. Pass ahead, Davis off the left side, tips it into the net. And Aberdeen pulls within 6-4. Big student section here for the Aberdeen Central Golden Eagles. They're on that Aberdeen end of the floor. And Madison Miller serving. Back row serve, receive Cleggett. Here's the quick set across Hines. Nice recovery by Waldo. Just going to be a free ball by Aberdeen. Cleggett from the back row. Set for Davis. Her hit through the block. Defeats the block. Huron up 7-4. Allie Davis with her first kill. Kinsey Simmons-Mayan for the first time for Huron to play front row as Meg Moradeth comes off. And Hilton Hines on the serve for the Huron Tigers. Hilton back row, played by Cook. Set back to Cook. She'll go with the tip, blocked by Dreyer. Here on there, pass ahead. It's going to be a free ball. Allie Davis back row. Waldo will back set. Right side hit. Withers through the block. Withers gets the kill her first. 7-5. Huron's lead back at 2 here, just underway. Sawyer Bar, that is the libero. Okay, now I got it. Sawyer Bar is the libero for Aberdeen and puts it into the net. Service error, Aberdeen. Huron gets the point back up 8-5 in set one. That will bring Taryn Cass, the sophomore, into the match. Taryn getting a little more varsity time after playing well against Harrisburg last week. Cass serves. Serve receive Cook. Set to the left. Here's the hit down the line. That eats up Cass. Kill for Ashley Wangler. And again, Aberdeen within 8-6. Golden Eagles will serve as coming in to serve the ball, Emma Dorr. 8-6, Huron leading in set one. Serve back row, serve receive Hilton Hines. Hampton will back set. Here's Mackenzie Simmons with the tip over the block. Dug out by Barr, left side. The hit, Tigers got a block on it. Hines will set. Ellie Davis just going to punch it in the middle, and Aberdeen can't get the control. Wasn't a lot on it, but it just what died in front of the back row player. And Aberdeen just couldn't get it hit squarely. That's another kill for Allie Davis, her second. And here on up, 9-6, and Maddie Juergens into the match. She'll serve and play back row for the Tigers. Serve receive, back row Cook. Back set two, Cook off the mark and outside the antenna. That time Waldo just put a little bit too much air on the set. It went behind Cook. She did her best to get the ball across. She did, but outside the antenna, 10-6, Huron. Juergens serving. Serve, receive, Barr, bump ahead, left side. They hit, Tigers block with Simmons. My Aberdeen keeps it alive. Now we'll free ball with Cook. Hampton 9 sets. Claggett with the tip over the block. Aberdeen digs it out, overpass. Hines again can quick set up the middle. Aberdeen was ready for it. Set to the left, the hit cross court. Overpass back by Hines. Aberdeen comes again. Wangler drills it through the block. Ashley Wangler with her second kill. 10-7. Aberdeen back within three in set one. And that brings Lauren Burkhard back into the game for Aberdeen Central. Cook back to serve. Cook at 6 foot. She plays all the way around. She plays the back row. You don't always see the 6-footers do that. Shank from the back row by Juergens. That's an ace for Grace Cook, and Aberdeen back within two, 10-8. Second ace of the set for Aberdeen Central. Cook will serve again. Grace Cook sends it back row. Serve receive Juergens. Set to Claggett. Left side. Blocked and out. Deja powered it through for the kill. 11-8 Huron. Claggett with her first kill. Meg Moradeth back in. She'll play front row. Kelsey Schuhart will come in to serve for the Tigers. Rotation for Huron with the libero or libero, Hilton Hines, on the bench. Serve back to the corner. Serve received by Cook. Come off to left side. Burkhardt drills a back row. Tigers, a nice save. Third hit. Can't get it across. Great dig by Schuhart. A nice save by Hines, but just not enough gas on the third hit to get it to go. Burkhardt will get the kill, her second, and Aberdeen within 11-9. Into the match to serve for Aberdeen, Olivia Miller, younger sister of Madison. 11-9 here on set one. Serve goes long, service error. Here on back up three, 12-9. Second service error this set on Aberdeen. And Hampton Hines will serve. Huron's made a complete rotation as Hines is serving for the second time. Little shuffle there in the lineup, bringing the libero back in for Aberdeen. And Hampton Hines, senior setter, will serve. Put it to the corner, shanked in the back row by Dorr. That's an ace for Hampton Hines. Huron back up four. 13-9, first ace of the night for the Huron Tigers. Hines will serve to the corner, serve, receive, overpass, block, no, make more, death just mistimed her jump that time, then kind of cuffed it. Illegal hit, and Aberdeen kind of got a present there as overpass, and I think Sam just jumped too early and Almost brought the ball down with her, 13-10. Aberdeen back within three. Waldo serving. Bumped by Hines. Claggett just going to free ball it. Aberdeen can set it up. Waldo with the set to the left. Burkhart swings. Nice dig back row. Hilton Hines. Again, Claggett just free balls it. Aberdeen comes again. Back set right side this time. Withers. Nice dig. Hilton Hines. Free balled across by Claggett from the middle this time. Hit. Dug out by Hilton Hines. Left side. Huron can attack. Cook with the dig. Here over the net. Blocked back by Meg Mordeff. And Aberdeen can't get to control. Kill for Meg Mordeff. Long rally there. Huron never was able to get anything set up. They're just getting it across. Finally, once they got a chance to attack, they were able to get the ball across. And Huron up 14-10 in set one. Claggett to serve for Huron. Allie Davis into the front row for the Huron Tigers. Back row, serve, receive. Back set. Burkhart coming on the right side. Dug out by Hilton Hines. Hampton keeps it alive. Third hit, free ball by Meg Moradeff. Aberdeen almost went too far. Are they going to call Davis over the net? Yep, they called Davis over the net. It was just the first hit, and there was an Aberdeen girl there. And over the net called on Allie Davis, and Aberdeen gets the point, 14-11. Really no argument there. It was the first hit, and it was going to come down on the Aberdeen side, but there was a girl there able to play it, presumably. Set in the middle, they hit Meg Moradeff. Nice dig from the back row, Miller. Bump ahead, left side tipped by Cook, dug out by Davis. Quick set by Hines to the corner, shank by Waldo. Aberdeen, though, able to get over on the third hit. Set and slap, pushed across by Claggett. Here's the back set, right side hit, Withers, and Hines can't come up with the dig. Kennedy Withers with her second kill. Aberdeen again within two, 14-12. Huron's had the lead here through this first set, but Aberdeen doesn't go away either. Served by Miller into the net. Huron back up three, 15-12. Third service error against Aberdeen. Hilton Hines will serve. Simmonsma into the front row for the Huron Tigers. Hines, back row, Miller on serve, receive. Set across, left side hit, blocked off the net. Dreyer couldn't save it. Kill for Grace Cook, her first kill. And again, Aberdeen within two at 15-13. Sawyer Barr to serve for the Aberdeen Central Golden Eagles. She's listed at number six, but wearing number 33. Hines will bump it across. Davis floats, bumps it up, and Aberdeen, oh, they did get it across, and then Dreyer misplayed it. It was one of those that kind of rode the net and couldn't really tell which way it was going to go, and then when it did fall on the Tiger side, Aurora just couldn't make a play on it. 15-14, Aberdeen a chance to tie here. Hines with the set from the middle, tip by Simmonsma. Nice play, Barr. Pass ahead. Withers will free ball and go long. And Huron back up two, 16-14. We're in set one. It's been tight. Huron's led this entire first set by no more than four. Up by two, and Taryn Cass on to serve for Huron. Put it to the corner, serve, receive, Cook, set in the middle. Cook slams it down through the Simmonsma block. In Aberdeen within one, 16-15. Grace Cook, her second kill. And on to serve, Emma Dorr for Aberdeen. As again, the Eagles have a chance to tie Huron here in set one. Floater back row, serve, receive, Hilton Hines. Hampton with a quick set across. Aberdeen trips over each other but gets there. Right side hit, Waldo, dug out by Hines. Hampton will set, big hit up the middle by Simmonsma, dug out by Miller. Left side hit, Cook through the block on the ricochet. Huron gets it across. Set up the middle, there's the big hit, Wangler, and that eats up Claggett in the back row. Ashley Wangler with their third kill, and Aberdeen has tied it at 16. First tie, except for 0-0 in the set. Aberdeen a chance for their first lead of the set. Dorr on the serve. Bump ahead. Hilton Hines. Left side slapped across by Davis. Bump ahead. Wengler going to attack this time, find the corner. And Aberdeen has their first lead, 17-16, as Waldo turned into an attacker and gets the kill. And now Aberdeen, their first lead of set one at 17-16. Amador serving. Serve receive Hilton Hines. Hampton will back set. Simmonsma has it blocked. Huron keeps it alive from the middle. Free ball to Hilton Hines. Aberdeen digs it out. Set across. Left side the tip. Dorr setting now. And Allie Davis puts it into the back row. Dorr again with the set. Up the middle. Wangler cranks it in front of Cass. Wangler with the kill. She's got four. And Aberdeen goes up 18-16 as they're on a 5-1 run, and Huron uses a timeout. Timeout Huron. We'll take a timeout, 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a Dilly Bar, Hot Fudge Sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Nice run by the Aberdeen Central Golden Eagles. It's actually a 6-1 run by Aberdeen as they have their first lead at 18-16. And Huron has burned their first timeout. Each team has one timeout remaining. Dorr with the serve. Serve receive. Hilton Hines. Hampton will set. Here's Davis with the hit. Popped up in the air. Aberdeen digs it out. Dorr with the set. Left side hit. Dug, but way out and coming off that left side. A big-time kill. I believe that was Grace Cook or was it Wangler. Either way, Aberdeen continues their run. It was Cook with the kill, her third. And Aberdeen now up 19-16 as Huron just trying to stem the tide here as Aberdeen's on a roll. Davis will push it up the middle and got the campfire shot, breaks a long Aberdeen run. That was a 5-0 run by Aberdeen. Kill for Allie Davis, her third. And Huron back within two, 19-17. Maddie Juergens will serve for Huron as she comes in to play back row as well. Juergens back row, serve, receive, bar. Back set, here's Cook with the hit, blocked by Simmonsma. Tigers will free ball it back. Here comes Aberdeen again. From the middle, Wangler with the hit, dug out by Cass. Set for Claggett, her hit into the net or blocked. Either way, point Aberdeen. And Aberdeen up 20-17. Almost looked to me like it went into the net. Nope, they are going to say a block kill for Wangler. That's her fifth kill. 20-17, Aberdeen up three in set one. Serve receive, shanked by Cass, an ace. 21-17, and Aberdeen continues the red-hot roll as that makes it a 9-2 run for the Golden Eagles. Second ace of the set for Grace Cook. Cook serves, and again, another ace that barely cleared the net and then was misplayed in the back row by Huron. Back-to-back aces, Grace Cook, and Aberdeen now is in control up 22-17. It was 15-12 Huron. Now it's a 10-2 run Aberdeen. Set from the middle. They hit Simmonsma. Nice dig by Barr, and Barr will free ball it. Tigers can set it up. Set to Claggett left side. Blocked and out by Aberdeen. I believe it was blocked. Yes, it was. Claggett gets the kill. Huron back within four, 22-18. Deja with her second kill. Schuart on to serve for the Huron Tigers. Trying to dig themselves back into this, down 22-18 now. We're waiting to serve, but right now Bindenagel is questioning the official about something. Whatever it is, we're ready to play again. Schuhart with the serve. Serve, receive, bar, back set, right side hit. Wangler goes long. Hitting air, pulls Huron back within three, 22-19. So Aberdeen had their run. Hopefully Huron righting themselves, but some work to do. Still down three late in set one. Shuart serving. Shanked in the back row. That'll be an ace for Shuart. And here on back within two, 22-20. Kelsey Shuart with the service ace. And now we have a timeout. Aberdeen. Aberdeen going to burn their second timeout. They still lead 22-20. We'll take a break here of 30 on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Aberdeen out of timeouts. Huron still one in their pocket, 22-20. Aberdeen leading here in set number one. Shuart serving for Huron. Sails it long. Service error. Aberdeen gets one back, 23-20. They're 2 points away. That is the second service error on the Huron Tigers. 23-20, Aberdeen trying to get this first set win. Olivia Miller checks in to serve. I think she's a serving specialist for Aberdeen. Back row, Juergens down to get it. Hines will set. Meg Moradeth right side to the corner. Was it blocked? It was. Kill for Sam, and here I'm back within two. 23-21. I couldn't tell from my angle if that was blocked. It certainly went an odd angle. Sam Meg Moradeth picks up her second kill. 23-21. You're on back within two. Now Hampton Hines serving. And Aurora Dreyer checks into the front row for the Huron Tigers. Hampton puts it into the back row. Kind of that'll be an ace. It was eight up door in the back row. I'm a little surprised they didn't make a call on the serve receive because it pretty much went right up into the elbow, but it's still an ace for Hampton Hines. Huron pulls within one. Serve again, door. Aberdeen gets control. They'll flick it across with Burkhardt. Overpass and hit out. We're tied at 23. Oh, great. Or excuse me, Nyman was right in the middle of the net, had an overpass. She just tried to flick it to her left and went way out with it on the air. We're tied at 23. Race to 25 is on. Now we're going to get a lineup check on Aberdeen. Again, Aberdeen out of timeouts. Huron still has one left. And the down official doing a check. And nobody moves, so I assume we're okay. Huron a chance to regain the lead here in set one. Serve back row, serve received by Aberdeen. Bump it to Burkhardt. Left side, down the middle, right by Hilton Hines. Burkhardt with the kill, and Aberdeen at set point, 24-23. Burkhardt with her third kill. And at set point, it's Airlie Waddle, or Waldo, excuse me, serving for Aberdeen. Leading 24-23, serve received Juergens. Hines sets. Claggett left side into the net, saved by Juergens. Free ball to cross by Claggett. Aberdeen will attack to the left side. Withers up the middle, dug out, saved by Hilton Hines. Hampton just going to free ball it. Aberdeen, oh, there's an illegal hit. And Hampton hit it to a front row player. Nyman probably not used to having to make a play like that. And we're tied at 24. We'll get some extra volleyball here in set one. It was just a free ball, but I think Hampton had an idea what she wanted to do. She made the front row player do the dig, basically. Claggett serves. Waldo sets. Right side. Burkhardt through the block, and Hines can't get over to it. And again, Aberdeen at set point, 25-24. Burkhardt with four kills. Here in this opening set, that brings Madison Miller in as we're once again at set point for Aberdeen Central. Miller back row, Claggett on serve receive. In the middle, Meg Moradeth puts it to the corner. It's out, and Aberdeen pulls out set one, 26-24. Aberdeen up, one set to none. We'll take a timeout, 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.